And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Here's a number that should make every British parent lock their doors. Sex crimes by foreign nationals in the UK have exploded by 62% in 4 years. 1,114 convictions last year alone. And the violence isn't limited to just Europe. Muslim militants just attacked another Christian village in Nigeria, killing three farmers who were simply trying to feed their families. This is the same village where 200 Christians were massacred just 2 months ago. The survivors are living in refugee camps, but some men stayed behind the farm because somebody has to provide for the widows and orphans, which is exactly what makes them targets. You want to know what actually is changing? Southwest Airlines has just reversed their woke customers of size policy. Yeah, remember, they were giving obese passengers free extra seats while you paid full price. Well, I guess reality finally landed at corporate headquarters. Starting now, if you need 2 seats, you buy 2 seats. Pretty novel concept, right? That's what fairness actually looks like. Speaking of choices, here's a statistic that should stop you cold. Abortion has killed over 28 million members of Gen Z and Alpha. 1 in 5 Gen Zers never made it out of the womb. And look, these aren't numbers. These are brothers, sisters, future inventors, and teachers and church members who should be filling our pews. And the survivors are so traumatized that by 2022, half of all Gen Z pregnancies end in abortion. Half. We've created a generation that is so isolated and so broken that they're eliminating their own children at rates that would make Margaret Sanger proud. But here's the good news that matters. America's largest Planned Parenthood facility is closing its doors September 30th. The Houston Death Factory, 78,000 square feet of industrial-scale abortion, is shutting down. The place that starred in those undercover videos showing baby parts being haggled over like auto parts, gone. And speaking of abortion, Texas is also advancing a bill letting families sue abortion pill vendors for up to $100,000. That's how you protect life with consequences. Finally, President Trump just slapped India with a 50% super tariff for buying Russian oil and funding Putin's war machine. The prime minister thought he could play both sides, grabbing cheap oil while America foots the bill for global security, but he made a very seriously incorrect calculation. 2/3 of India's exports to the U.S. just got priced out of competitiveness. When your allies fund your enemies, they're no longer allies, they're opportunists. And according to the White House, opportunists are going to pay retail. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.